Okay, now there are the 10 non-virtue karma or 10 non-virtue the sin. So first it's come the killing. Okay, so that's the first killing. Now the 10 non-virtues, first the killing is, as I told you before, there are the two ways of the killings. Okay, what we are talking about the direct killing, which you have the motivation to kill to someone or like that way. It's a we call the direct killing. So this is the killing. There's the two ways of the killing, but the indirectly, maybe sometimes that we will kill the so many indirectly. That's why I'm not talking here. We are talking here about the direct killing. Now the result of the what we get, which is the killing, the person's life will be get a short. Once we release the, I mean the once we liberate the animals which are going to kill, this is we will get a very positive result of the liberating the animals. Life. Okay, so that's why I think we spoke about the killing last time, isn't it? So that's why the it in among the 10 negative sins, among the 10 negative karma, 10 negative karma, the killing come first because it's the negative. I mean the debt is one of the very, I mean the very severe negative karma. So that's why the generally, so generally sometimes when we walk on the path, accidentally we will kill the animals on the roadside. That we call that is we call as accidental killing, indirectly killing. So that's we do not consider among the 10 of the negative sins. Now the second negative karma is a stealing, taking the what is not giving. So as you can see in the liberation in the palm, it is clearly mentioned that the intention is the should be the unmistaken. Intention should be the some of the intention which you want to steal the something, that intention you need a one intention. So once so that's why the something like a once the stealing, so the once you're stealing means that to intention to steal the someone's the to own by the someone's else. So this is the one thing. Then the second thing is that there generally when you have there now here you have to understand the Buddhist point of view of the stealing. So even that's why something like that here that the generally. So when you look at the Buddhist point of the stealing, what you can see is that something when you have to steal directly or the indirectly, both comes into the stealing, okay, in the stealing path. So example that indirectly means that when you ask someone to steal someone, that's indirectly stealing. So that's why when you see that someone is not stealing but the directly, but indirectly when someone asks the someone to steal from the someone else, please, that also considers as stealing. Okay, so that's why the stealing is quite, I mean the stealing is, that's why the in the Buddhism the stealing, both stealing, that indirect or direct or indirect, both can be considered as the stealing. That is the second negative sin. So that's why the stealing is, I think the stealing is a generally every religion have talks about the stealing. Because generally the stealing is a very much of the addictive. When you steal the small thing, again then when you grow up, then you will steal more and more. This is a very addictive action. So once you become a very addictive, generally the addictive is that so many things you can become the very addict with using the computer, using the mobile and everything, you become a very addictive. Now the psychology now the psychology mainstream the psychology now they started to consider to accept as the one the addictive to the anything else it's become they started to accept it's the part of the mental disease. So that's why the one of the stealing or something like the kill stealing is something like that it will very easy to get addicted with the stealing. Once you steal and when you have not other ones, other people have not aware that what you have steal, so then it will become very addictive. When you steal the something and once the people are not aware that what you have stolen, so then it will become very addictive for the especially for the young kids. So that's why once in the, my experience with the, in the one of the kid prison in the Taiwan kid prison, you know the way they call the kid detention center, maybe more than 600 or 700 kids over there. They are also below maybe age of the 18, 12, 13, 14 like that, most of them. Because now the over there, most of the kids who got that in the prison, because there's mainly, most of there the many reasons, but mainly most of they got and are caught in the prison mainly for the two reasons. One the drug and one the stealing. Two reasons the kids they got in that prison. So then I discuss with the kids and how, why they want to use all the drugs and the stealing. So the drugs user of the kids, some days told me that because they want to see that after the taking the drug, how will they feel it? So they were just going through like experience to see that how drugs. So kids who are involved in the stealing, so they're telling me they can't help it. They can't overcome the, this addiction of the stealing. So that's why maybe the important thing is that from the sense of kids, I think we have to educate that the stealing is not a good thing. So once a kid, sometimes they will not get this education of the not to stealings. So sometimes they will not get that education and they will involve in the activity like a stealing. So that's why for the monks and the nuns, when they become the, when they steal, if the monks or nuns steal them, steal that anything, objects or which belongs to the other, then they will, they it will, when they steal it, then they, the monks and nuns will be no more monks and nuns. So monks in the monks rule, usually Buddha, there are so many vows and the truth. Some cases of the, I mean, when we break the some of the rules, we can ask the confession. But the, in the stealing case, there is no confession for the monks rule. So one case, even now the one very complicated question comes like that, some of the, now the copyright issue. Now this is very complicated. Whether when we are talking about the copyright issue, when we are not having the copyright and when we are using the something, whether that can be considered as a stealing or not. So that is a something like that, that is a not very, we, that's what we have to discuss most more, because Buddha time there is no copyright issue. So that's why the Buddha have not mentioned very clearly regarding about the copyright issue. So one issue, it's happened like that maybe 2-3 years back. So that's the one of the, my students told me that there's a very good one of the language, what there's a one of the language program he can get. Usually it will help us to learn the, improve the languages. So then the, he's not a monk, okay, he's just a lame Indian, okay, one Indian boy. So he told me that the, he will get it from the internet. Usually I think terms you could peer to peer. Usually they will get from internet, not that the original the program. So that's why the now the now that's why then the, I told him maybe you have to wait. Whether I'm not so sure whether it's a stealing or whether one monks are allowed or not. Like taking the something program which is in the internet with you are just copying it without the getting the copyright. So I told him that I have to think on this issue. So it took me 2 years. Still I'm thinking whether about Buddha, I'm not very clear on this issue. So generally, I think in the international, I mean, the point of view, international law point of view, maybe they might consider this as the stealing when you are not having the copyright of the something and when you download it from the internet or something like that. International law and the Buddhist view, I think sometimes it is not goes to totally exactly same. So Buddhist rules and sometimes an international law or the country law, these rules cannot be exactly same. There might be difference. So very strange thing, I will tell you one thing. At 30 or 40 years back, maybe 20 or 30 years back, 30 years back in the Nepal country law, there's one very strange law, country law. If you kill the cow or any ox, if you kill the cow or ox, you will be executed. You will be killed. That's the 20 or 30 years back, it's a Nepal's country law. No, if you kill the cow or ox, you will be executed. You will be killed. This is a very difficult to say. This is a country law. Even in India, some states of the India have many different states. Some state laws that if you sell the beef, it's a very illegal. Some states in India, selling the beef is illegal. Yeah, so my point is that, so that's why the copyright issue, when you are not having the copyright and when you're copying the something, whether it's a Buddha in the way from the point of view from the Buddhism, whether it's considered as stealing or not stealing, and we have to go more further, in the analysis, I think. Because Buddha is not very clear on this point, so we can do the more research, I think. So that's why. So it took me the 2 years. Still, I'm not very sure whether the monks can and whether the monks can still get some of the use of something like a program without having the proper copyright. Still, I'm not very sure. So it took me the 2 years. Still, I'm thinking that. So that's why in my computer there is no fake program. In my computer, I put it everything wonder with the copyright. I'm not put any of the fake program which you get from the some of the from the in the which are the copy CD or something like that. No, so in my computer, there's no program like that. So still, I'm not very sure. Yeah. So still, I'm not very sure about this. So we can. The only the Buddhas can tell that whether it's considered stealing or not. So still Buddha is not very clear on the which using the something without the copyright. He's not very clear on the whether it's a stealing or not stealing. Because at that time there's not issue of the copyright at all. So generally other is the stealing is a very clear when you steal the something that which not you are belonging to you. And if you ask the someone to steal the something that for the others, it's both considered as a stealing. Both as one is direct stealing, and one is indirect stealing. So that's why in the monastery system, very good system, what we're having is that in the monastery, when we found the something, money or whatever in the roadside, what will we do is we will take that money and give to the monastery office and tell them that we found it. So whenever we find something in the monastery area, what the money or something, what the fallen down the road or something object, we will give it to the monastery office. So there's and then at the prayer time, they will announce that maybe in the office they have got something, lost object like this and this and this. So they will announce it. So this is some of the systems that that's why from the since. I'm in the monastery. I'm in the since monastery for the young kids. I think they are used to like this system. So even the kids or the small kids, when they get found something of the gadget or object, still they are used to give it to the office. Because since this is just like the become the system of the monastery. So monastery about the stealing, the monastery have a very strict law. When there's some monks have caught the stealing, maybe they will monastery will kick that monk out. So one of the most difficulties in the monastery in my life, I have to deal with the one kid monk who are used, I mean, the stealing the small things. That is the toughest thing that I have to deal with this small kid. I try to understand the deeper the way he's thinking. I try to find it out the every solution. So really, it's very challenging time for me. But really, later on, I found it is a very addictive, very difficult to overcome. So we, that small kid monk, so I had a discussion, maybe quite a long, finding the quite long solutions and I find it all. Then I asked him that the why you've steal the pencils or the pens of the, your classmates. So that the young monks, that the small kid, the monk have told me that the sometimes he steal the pencils of the, his classmate, pencil of the classmate, because he knows that that stealing is not good. It's not a right thing he's doing, but still sometimes he cannot help it when he see the pencils of the, his classmate. So it is a very addictive stealing. It's something like when you steal the small things, then you will steal the bigger and bigger. It's very, very addictive. Okay, then the most important thing is that the whenever you, the most important thing is that whenever you, when you feel that the, you might be not stealing, but the one most important thing is that you have to understand one more thing on this point. But you are not stealing, but also it is important to the educate the others or the tell the, this messages to the not of stealing, still the not. That's a very important what we have to keep the message, especially for the young kids and especially for the young girls. Yeah, in the Taiwan prison, the kids who were involved in the stealing and got in the prison, they told me because they fall under, they involved in the, like this stealing activities because of the bad company. Influence of the bad company. Yeah. Okay, now the third thing is the sexual misconduct. Then the third negative sin. Now the sexual misconduct is a negative sin so that when you go someone with other than the, your husband, other than the, your wife. So when someone with you, your other than the, your boyfriend, other than the, your girlfriend, that's also sexual misconduct. So that is a very important for the, generally for the people who are having the, so that is a very important point of the generally having the maybe very happy union family. You, it's avoiding the sexual misconduct are very important. That is the third negative sin. So generally is the sexual misconduct with the, rather than the, your husband or the wife or other than the, your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's also the, if you look from the health point of view, I think it's a very important to not having the sexual misconduct from, if you look from also from the health point of view. So that's why when you're talking about the sexual misconduct, the third negative sin, this is a very much related with the health issue. So most important thing is that because that we have to care ourselves, we have to care our health. So this is a very important issue to relate it with the, very much with the health. So yeah, so that's why the issue is that's why, yeah. So this is the, okay, this is the one point. So that's why it's come the third negative sin. So up till here, we have finished the three negative sin, physical three negative sin. So maybe after the finishing the 10 negative sins, so maybe I will give you the wow. With one wow, we call the five perception wow. So five perception wow is whether you can just take that wow to not to commit maybe among the, not to commit the sexual misconduct or not to commit the killing or to not to commit the lying or not to drink the alcohol or something like that. You can choose a one or two or three to take the wow, not to involve like this activities. You can choose one, two, three or whatever. generally taking this vow. So one experience that generally taking this vow, we encourage the people to not to take the alcohol. When giving this vow, one of the Chinese lady, she's from the mainland Chinese, so she told me, Rinpoche, I want to take that vow. But only thing is you have to give me the permission to take the 2 glass of the alcohol per week. So her, she's telling me the wine is good for the heart or something like that. So she told me that she want to take a 2 cup of the wine per week. Then she will not take more than that. So she took the vow. So I think it's a fine. If you really can do like that, it's a fine. Now we finish the three negative sins, no? Killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Three negative sins. These are the 3 points, okay? These are the three physical negative sins. Okay, the fourth is, I think it's a fourth is, I think the now the speech negative. They are the four speech negative sins. The first is a lying. So lying is, everyone knows the what is lying. So I don't have to tell too much of the lying. So, but this is a very difficult point to abandon not telling the lie. Very difficult thing. Especially when you meet someone, first you will press them. You will tell that, oh, you looks good, you looks young. But inside you don't feel that. But still you will tell like that to please the someone. That's also lie. Yeah, but now the one thing is that you have to try to reduce the telling the lie. Sometimes we will tell the so many unnecessary lies. So we have to reduce the telling the lie. Okay, so we are talking about what we are talking about, the lying, no? So there's a lying is something like that. What we see is that a lying there, the so whatever you have to tell the something that which you feel that is not a true, that's a lying. So what can we now the what thing is that so generally the lying is right like that now we have to try to reduce the telling the lying, and especially we have to reduce the telling the something very unnecessary lyings. And sometimes I know that there are so many times of the occasion we cannot tell the truth. Not telling the truth, it does not mean that we have to tell the lie. Sometimes when you cannot tell the truth, sometimes it's better to keep the silence. Oh, sometimes even you cannot keep the silence, then when you someone asks some question, you have to ask back that question. Yeah, sometimes when you feel the people too very difficult, when the people are asking the so many questions, so it is very difficult to convince these people who always raise the question and question. So there is a one man. So he went to the one of the master's place. Okay, the master was just he's teaching him the all the Buddha's life history. Master told him the all the Buddha's life story, where the Buddha was born and the, what the Buddha did, the way the Buddha got the enlightenment, where the Buddha gave the teachings, all his life Buddha he taught him the all the Buddha's life story. So after finishing the master's the teaching of the Buddha's life story, he asked the one question to the master. So he asked the question is one his question he asked the question that master that he asked the master that who is the Buddha? So sometimes like that. So one occasion there's a one small monkey. So I think he eats too much over. So I told him the one occasion, tell him that you should not eat when you are the full, when your stomach is full. You should not have to overeat the food. That the small monk, I think he's around 7 or 8 years old. That small monk have asked me the one question at that time. He asked me, they said that, how will I know when my stomach is full? So sometimes when you cannot tell the truth, sometimes when you cannot keep the silence, maybe when someone is asking the question, you ask back something else back to that person. Okay, so that's why the lying is now now we here we finish the fourth, no? Fourth, the lying. Yeah, for that. So that's why the Buddha, when he's talking about the taking the five perception is up till here, there is a four negative sin, and the fifth Buddha told the abandon the alcohol. So that's why it's called the five perception. But you can see that the taking the alcohol is not a negative sin. In the among the 10 negative sin, these Buddha have not mentioned the taking the alcohol. Because the taking alcohol cannot be considered as a negative sin, but in some cases it can become the medicine to the someone. So that's why Buddha have not dealt that the taking the alcohol is a negative sin. But he encouraged the people to the abandon the taking the alcohol. Because olden days, so I mean the ancient time, some of the ancient time, they use the alcohols as anesthesia when they have to do the surgery. They will give us a make the patient as a get the drunk and then they will do the surgery. So sometimes ancient times, some ancient times, the some places they use the alcohol as anesthesia. You know that when they have to do the surgery, they have to give the some of the medicine to not to feel that much of the pain. Yeah. So that's why in the 10 negative sin, Buddha had not mentioned the taking the alcohol. But he encouraged to people to them not to take the alcohol, abandon the alcohol. Because of the health issue also, not taking the alcohol is very good for the health. So that's why now here you will finish up to the four negative sins. Now the taking the alcohol is not a negative sin, it's not a negative karma. But it will much better when we not take the alcohol. Like a tobacco. With the tobacco, when it's eating the tobacco is not a negative sin, but not taking the tobacco is much better. I think in the Vietnam, I think in the what I saw of the using the I mean the tobacco, it's a quite number is quite high. What I observe, am I right? I'm asking to you. So it's just like that. So taking the alcohol is very, I mean, from the health point of view, it's not so good taking too much of the alcohol. Okay, so here we will finish up to the fourth negative sin, yeah. Now the fifth negative sin is a decisive speech. So you can see that this is a the first three is a physical negative karma. Now the after that you can see the four negative karma of the speech. Now we are talking about the second negative karma of the speech. So what happened is now that the decisive speech is something like that when you see the two people very close friends, when you try to separate these two close friends, so we call it decisive speech. Even the decisive speech can be true words. Maybe your intention is a very bad. So to separate the two close friends with that intention, even you tell the truth, then it is called the decisive speech. Because the decisive speech can be hurt the others too much. So that's why you can see that the decisive speech, even it might be, even the decisive speech might be the truth or the lie, but the main intention, it's a true. When you have to, when you, with the intention to divide the someone, intention to divide or to separate the two close friends, with that intention, even you tell the truth or even you tell the lie, but that considers as a decisive speech. So you wish to divide the people. That's the intention. With the divide the people, divide the two good friends. So with that intention, when you tell the something, whatever tells, that's the decisive speech. That is the fifth negative karma. So that's why now you can see that the using the decisive speech, it can hurt or harm the others quite a lot. So that's why Buddha considers Buddha's told it is a negative karma. Generally, negative karma, it's a definition of the negative karma or something like that, with the action which hurt for the others, that considers as a negative action, which directly hurts for the others. So sometimes you can see that some of the action which hurts directly for the others, that can considers as a negative sin or negative karma. So sometimes indirectly hurting we can't help. Example, if I drink the Pepsi, I think it will hurt for the Coca-Cola company. If I drink the Coca-Cola, it will hurt the Pepsi company. But I can't help. It's a, we call the indirectly hurting. So we cannot consider it's a negative karma or a negative action. Usually, to do remember that when I came to the first, when I over there in the Vietnam, I'm drinking the Pepsi. So maybe someone told me that I'm Pepsi Rinpoche. So now I'm not drinking Pepsi. Now I'm drinking Coca-Cola. Maybe now you have to call me the Coca-Cola Rinpoche. Because the thing is that in the monastery, we can't drink that much of the Coca-Cola or the Pepsi. So when I drink it, when I get out of the monastery. Because the one reason is when we buy the Coca-Cola in the monastery, when we keep in the fridge, we don't have the electricity maybe 10 or 8 or 9 hours every day. So every the Coca-Cola what we get from the market or put in the fridge, it will become the very hot. Because we can't use the refrigerator 24 hours. We are the very lack of the electricity in monastery, this area. Then it's the decisive speech. Then the sixth negative sin is a harsh words, okay? So maybe what will we do is that up till here, now just what will I do is up till here that we have finished the five negative sins, okay? Now you have to look yourself and find it out that which negative sins you are involved more. So and then try to think of some solution how to overcome this old negative sins, okay? Yourself, okay? Try to find out reducing of all these five negative sins of the your way method, okay? So just find it out the how many tell unnecessary lie you have told before. Unnecessary lies, something like you don't have to tell. Okay, that's what you have to think and the five negative sins. When you see that you have done some negative sins or whatever, then you do the confession, okay? Confession and chanting the Vajrasattva mantra to purify all the negative sins what you have committed, okay? One, the good quality of the negative karma or the negative sin that it can be purified. That is the one good quality of the negative sin. So that's why whenever you just look at yourself or what of the we have finished the five negative sins, no? So once you just look at yourself, when you feel that you have done the negative sins, then what you have to do is that you have to purify it. So chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, Om Vajrasattva, chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, and then you can purify all these negative sins. That's a very good point of the negative karma. Okay, fine. Okay, today we'll stop here, okay?